Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Mike Landit joining us with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association and, well, still reflecting on the most recent cattle convention, NCBA Trade Show in Orlando, Florida. And Mike said overall it was an outstanding week.
Attendance, I heard, was around 7,500 for convention, so that's a nice number to have there. And like you said, everybody was in pretty good mood because the cattle market being like it is, and I think we got a lot of good business to come up this school. We were there also.
Landit is a past president with the Minnesota State Cattlemen and very active on the legislative side, not just in the state, but on the national level. He mentioned some priorities brought forward from Minnesota.
We brought forward three individual resolutions, and all three passed. We had 100% coverage this year. One had to deal with, kind of followed the one we just made for ourselves here in Minnesota, but dealing with trespassing on farms, and especially when animal rights groups trespass and do things to let the animals loose or steal animals, you know, try to have little stiffer regulations on that so that those types of people can't be coming in and doing things that hurt our livelihood. Another one we had to deal with disasters and with the drought, that especially the way it hit up north a few years ago, and having to do with stocking rates on ground, especially if you'd already done that things through NRCS to be able to increase your stocking rate to try to adjust how they account for animal units there. So those were the two big ones that we got through, and we amended an old resolution that NCBA already had under the grizzly bear and wolf resolution, and that just talked about the ranges and when they're reintroducing them, or introducing them to new areas and trying to claim it's a reintroducement. So it dealt along those lines. So
Landit talks about this issue and why it seems to be on the surface and topic of discussion year after year.
It does, because one of the big things, and when you really dive into the court case, when the wolf got put back on the list, the judge claimed that even though the numbers were back up where they wanted them for Minnesota, it hadn't totally recovered its range. According to the map, you know, that they were using, that range took the wolf all the way down into Iowa. Try to stop that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's bad enough we got the timber wolves up north in the timber. We don't need them down here on the prairie also. So
Mike Landit, representing the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association at the recent NCBA Cattle Convention in Orlando, Florida, mentioned predators like cougars and bear and other species are becoming more common nowadays.
That's where that resolution kind of came into play, that, you know, we don't need them releasing predators down here where they really weren't that prevalent anyway. We're still working for everybody up there in the heart of wolf country, but we don't need to keep compounding an already troublesome issue.
Mike Landit, representing the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, one of many Minnesotans at the national convention here recently. He does talk about the topic of EID tags.
So I would say there's consensus, because we did pass some EID policy at the national level. I heard a lot of different comments from back home while that was coming up, and I believe that a lot of it's just either misunderstanding of the way the policy was going to be presented, or not just needing some new little more research on the whole thing, because that's a very important topic. As far as a nation, we're way behind on our animal traceability compared to other nations, and if everybody thinks trying to figure out how to trace this stuff is a big deal, let's start thinking about what happens if we would get foot and mouth in this country. It's 36 to 72 hours that you won't be able to move cattle, period. You know, if you think just having to put a tag in and keeping track of where it's been is a headache, imagine if you got 5 or 6 semi-loads of cattle that you need to move, or even a trailer load, and you can't. You know, if that would hit during fair time, you got it at the fair, it's stuck at the fair. Or the sale barn. You know, you haul them into the sale barn. They can't be transported to the packing plant. if you happen to hit that timing. It's going to take that, you know, minimum probably 36 hours, even if you have the traceability. But at least if you have the traceability in place, you can be one of the first ones to start moving your livestock again.
I mentioned, Mike, if the number one concern is just the overall cost it could be for the tags and, well, how many animals you have.
I've heard that, but the biggest one I hear is people being afraid that the government will have control of the information. At least the way NCBA policies wrote, we want a third party not to go to the government, try to keep it out in the free market, let it go. And nowhere in Minnesota policy that we already have had on traceability for years, in the way I read the NCBA policy that just passed, is there anything that's mandatory? Just trying to kind of streamline a voluntary system so that people that are willing to do it and see the need for it can at least be started. And like I said, then we can be the first ones doing it, can be some of the first ones to be moving livestock again, if that ever gets here, or should I say when. More than likely, it's coming. I mean, how do you keep it out? It's down south. You know, how are the, just like for the hog folks, you know, how are they going to keep Asian swine fever out when it's, you know, as close as it is, where the Dominican Republic or Haiti or wherever down there? I mean, it's getting awful close. Something's going to bring it across. I mean, I'm not asking for it, but just the odds of something happening are there.
It all comes down to playing the woulda, shoulda game, and just being prepared is not a bad idea.
You know, that's the policy that did pass at NCBA. You know, just said if and when USDA does come with either a voluntary, or USDA could mandate, we have to do it to be able to sell livestock. They haven't yet. Don't want to get everybody thinking just because I mentioned that they are, but it's a possibility. You know, just try to have a system in place before they do. Then the policy that was passed also asked for a lot of USDA to do a lot of stuff with education, help teach people, you know, what they need to know about the new system when that does come, because they're coming with it. It's just a matter of how they start implementing it for sure. It's the thing that's still up in the air, just like anything with the government.
Mike Landit, representing the Minnesota State Cattlemen at the most recent NCBA trade show and cattle convention in Orlando, Florida. I finally mentioned, Mike, what was the conversation among cattlemen and women in regards to these markets? Markets we haven't seen for quite a few years.
I didn't personally talk to anybody that was keeping any heifers back yet, or nobody that I talked to anyway was talking about herd rebuilding. The ones I talked to said that the heifers were worth so much last fall, they just sold them. They let them go and took their guaranteed money. I got the impression it's going to stay tight for a little while as far as on the, you know, on the cow number side. There's maybe some people there that did retain, but I just didn't happen to talk to any. You know, maybe, you know, if this year we get the grass like some people are hoping we're going to get, you know, maybe that means next fall they start doing it, but I don't have any cows, so I didn't have to make the decision, but I think it'd be a pretty easy decision for what they were worth. Like, just let it go. Stay with the cows that we have, or only replace what we absolutely had to.
Mike Landit joining us here on Chasm Radio, very involved with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, a past president, and still heavily involved on the legislative side on a state level, and also on a national level, was also awarded and recognized for his service on all those measures as well. So, Mike, congratulations. Mike Landit joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.